USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
COVID appears to be getting worse for kids in the U.S. A CDC report released yesterday finds hospitalizations and ER visits for teenagers and those younger rose from June to August. Dr. Anthony Fauci, though, tells MSNBC it's too soon to say if the Delta variant is really more dangerous for kids than earlier ones.
There's some hints that it is more severe in adults, so you might be able to extrapolate that maybe it's going to be more severe in children. But from the data we have, the only thing we know is that more children are getting infected, and the more kids that get infected, more of them are going to wind up in the hospital.
Some troubling COVID news out of Florida. The Miami-Dade County School District reporting yesterday 15 employees died of COVID in the previous 10 days. A small legal victory for abortion providers in Texas. A state judge rules on Friday that a pro-life group can't for now sue Planned Parenthood. A new Texas law allows civil suits against abortion providers, but the judge's ruling shields Planned Parenthood for 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
As COVID goes, so goes the economy. That's the message from President Biden following yesterday's disappointing jobs report from the Labor Department. About 235,000 jobs gained in August. Analysts expected much more, though, about 720,000. Biden says beating COVID is vital to boosting our economy.
This is a continuing pandemic of the unvaccinated. Since becoming president, I've ramped up testing, secured enough vaccine for every single American, and gotten 175 million Americans fully vaccinated. Still too many have not gotten vaccinated. And it's creating a lot of unease in our economy and around our kitchen tables.
Some good news, though, the unemployment rate falls to 5.2%. Anti-Taliban protests in Afghanistan, dozens of women protesting in Kabul today for the second day in a row. Today, though, there are reports of violence as the Taliban stops protesters from reaching the presidential palace. Meanwhile, Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul reopens today so aid can be delivered. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
President Biden signs an executive order to release some 9/11 documents. Wendy King has more.
President Biden signed an executive order calling for his administration to review and declassify some documents related to the September 11th terror attacks. The documents come from the FBI's investigation of the attacks on the World Trade Center in New York City, the Pentagon in Arlington, Virginia, and the crash of Flight 93 in Stony Creek Township, Pennsylvania. Nearly 3,000 people were killed. Biden said the order directs the Justice Department and other agencies to review the documents and release the declassified information over the next 6 months. Survivors, responders, and victims' families have pressured the government to release documents related to the attack. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Some GOP senators asking questions about those still in Afghanistan. Here's Tim Berg.
More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is leading that charge of senators. He tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans still in Afghanistan.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.